我也要向在座的每一位说一声 Shalom。
So I would like to say Shalom to all of you who are sitting here.
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
我们继续打开我们的圣经路加福音。
So let us keep open the book of Luke, the scripture we just read.
我们感谢神，今天是个特别欢欢喜喜的日子。
We give thanks to the Lord that today is a joyful day.
我们仍然可以来到主的圣殿里，我们在这里敬拜神。
That we can still continue to come to this temple to worship God.
今天我们一同来思想主的恩典。
Today we're going to dwell on the blessings from our Lord.
刚才我们读的一段经文。
So the verses we just read.
这里就告诉我们为你们生了救主。
So it says here that for us a Savior is born.
这是这段经文里面的最主要的信息。
So this is the highlight of this message.
牧羊人和天使是个配角。
So the shepherds and the angels are just supporting characters within this.
主耶稣的降生是在这个信息里面最重要的。
So the birth of Jesus Christ is the main segment of this.
这是世上从未听见过的一个信息。
This is a message that the world has never heard of.
其实是一个大喜的信息。
And this is a message of great joy.
因为这个大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Because this message is relevant to the entire world.
这位降生的救主是来救我们世上所有的人，从哪里救出来呢？从罪里，从永死的里面救出来的。
So who has this person come to save? He has come to save everyone from the sins.
在马太福音书的第一章里面告诉我们。
So in the book of Matthew, the first chapter tells us.
说玛利亚已经许配了给这个丈夫约瑟。
So we know that Mary was pledged to Joseph.
约瑟对这个玛利亚怀孕的事情很难思议。
So Joseph couldn't fathom why Mary was pregnant.
因为玛利亚是个童贞女，怎么会有这件事呢？
Because Mary was a virgin, so how could it be that she was pregnant?
他们俩已经订婚了。
So so Mary was already pledged to Joseph.
玛利亚却怀孕了。
Yet Mary was pregnant.
所以这件事情使到约瑟。
So because of this, Joseph,
对耶稣的压力很重。
It was quite stressful for him.
他不知道怎么样办才好。
He didn't know how he should handle this.
他在想是否要用法律处置这个玛利亚呢？
He was pondering should he judge her according to the law.
因为就那个旧约时代，他们有若是犯奸淫的，他们要用石头打死。
So,
这样子的法律。
So according to the Old Testament, if someone is found guilty of adultery, it is punishable by death by stoning.
或者要把他休了。
Or by divorce.
所以当约瑟在考虑如何处置玛利亚的时候。
So while Joseph was pondering about this,
天使显现告诉约瑟。
So an angel appeared before him.
他说，这是圣灵感孕在玛利亚身上的。
And told him that this was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
是神种了生命在他里面。
So it is a life of God planted within her.
她仍是个童女之身。
She is still a virgin.
她是义人。
She is a righteous person.
是神所拣选怀胎的。
A person who was chosen by God to bear the child.
天使还指示约瑟说，你要给他取名叫耶稣。
The angel also instructed Joseph that he must name the child Jesus.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Because he was to save his people from their sins.
约瑟从那个时候起。
So from that day on, Joseph.
他就没有压力了。
He didn't have any more stress.
他就一切顺服。
So he obeyed what was commanded.
他照着天使所吩咐的一切去行。
He did everything according to what the angel had instructed him to do.
所以这个诞生的婴孩不是一个普通的婴孩。
So this child that was born is not just any child.
他是世人已经等待了许久的救主。
He was the Savior that the people have been waiting for quite a long time.
他是那位要来将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来的。
He was the one that they spoke of that was to come to save the people from their sins.
他就是那位最后一次献祭给神的羔羊。
He was that final offering that was to be offered to God.
为人的罪而接受了神的刑罚。
To be punished by God for the sins of man.
他只要一次献上，担当了多人的罪。
He was to be offered once, but to be sacrificed for all of man's sins.
并且废除了以前献祭的礼仪。
And also removed all the previous offerings in the past.
我们都知道，过去每年过节的时候，他们都要献祭。
So we know in the past that the Israelites have a tradition of making an offer for their sins.
但是每年的献祭都不能够救任何一个人的罪。
But the offerings they made could not save anyone from their sins.
以色列人都知道有一位以后要来的那位才能够拯救他们。
The Israelites know that the person that is to come will be the one who will save them from their sins.
所以他们一直在等待。
So they were waiting quite patiently.
主耶稣也曾说过一句话。
So the Lord Jesus once said,
他说我来要拯救人。
I come is to save man.
我们来看，请大家打开《路加福音书》的十九章第十节。
So let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10.
路加福音十九章第十节。
So the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10.
好，一起来读。人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人，所以我们看见人子来是要拯救人的。
So see here that the Son of Man came to save the people.
主耶稣来到世上不是来观光。
So Lord Jesus came onto this earth isn't for tourism.
他来是要拯救人。
He came was to save the people.
拯救寻找失丧的人。
To seek and to save what was lost.
约翰还说了，他不但只是个来拯救人。
So in the book of John says, not only does he came to save,
他是个救世主。
He's also a savior.
请大家打开在约翰福音第四章的四十二节。
So let's turn to the book of John, chapter 4, verse 42.
这里是记载了一段故事，就是主耶稣跟撒玛利亚夫人所传信息。
So the background of this passage is about Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
然后这个撒玛利亚人他得到了这个信息之后呢，他就回去告诉其他的人。
And so once this woman received the message from Jesus, she went back to talk to the others.
透过撒玛利亚夫人的见证，有许多人也信了。
And through the testimony of this Samaritan woman, many believed.
所以他们就对夫人说，我们一起来读四十二节。
So they said to the woman, so in this passage,
便对夫人说，
现在我们信，不是因为你的话，
是我们亲自见了，知道这真是救世主。所以约翰说到，这位主是救世主，这是一句很重要的话。
So,John has stated here that this man really is the savior of the world. This is an important statement.
他不但只说他是位救世主，而且他说我们要去见证这位救世主。
He not only said that he's the savior of this world, we also have to testify and bear witness to it.
我们请大家打开约翰福音书的第一章，约翰一书第一。
Let's look to First John.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
就圣经后面的约翰一书第四章。
So First John chapter 4.
找到第四章，我们一同看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
老约翰在这里告诉我们什么？我们一同来读。
What does John record here?
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见做见证的。 好，老约翰告诉我们，父差子做世人的救主。
So we see here that it says that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world.
这是我们所看见且做见证的。
This is what we have seen and testify.
所以这个婴孩，神所差来的这位婴孩，不是一个普通的婴孩。
So this child that was given to us isn't just any normal child.
是神差来做世人的救主。
It is a child that God has given to become the savior of all mankind.
是犹太人等了很久的那位。
It is the one that the Jewish have been waiting for.
犹太人对于神的认识莫过于认识神是为拯救人的神。
So the Jewish know well that the savior that who has come to save them isn't just for them, but also for the entire mankind.
因为神曾经多次的从敌人中把他们救拔出来。
For the Lord has saved the people of Israelites from their enemies multiple times.
也曾多次的从罪恶里把他们救出来。
And also has saved them from their sins multiple times.
所以他们知道神是拯救的神。
So they know that the Lord is a God who saves.
所以从旧约里面我们就可以认识到神是一位拯救的神。
So we can see from the Old Testament that the Lord is one who comes to save.
拯救是神的本性之一。
So to save, save the people is one of the characteristics of the Lord.
所以以色列一直在等应许要来的那位救主。
So the Israelites were waiting for the Savior who was to come to save them.
天使在这里宣告什么呢？
So what has the angels proclaimed here?
他说为你们生了救主。
A Savior that was born for you.
而且这位救主在世上只有一位。
And this Savior on this world is only one.
我们请来看同一个作者路加在《使徒行传》说什么。
So let us look at the book of Acts, which was written by the same author, Luke.
路加四章的十二节。《使徒行传》四章十二节。
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
使徒行传第四章十二节。
So the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
一起来，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。所以在天下只有这位救主，没有别的。
So under heaven is given to man, there's only the Savior and no one else.
所以路加在这里告诉我们什么呢
？So what does Luke record here for us?
这位救主就是我们世人在等待的救主。
This Savior is the one that we've been waiting for.
他告诉犹太人。
He told the Jewish.
这位救主不但是大卫的子孙要来将犹太人从敌人手中救出来。
The Savior not only came to save the people of the Israelites from the enemies.
这位救主也不但是亚伯拉罕的子孙来应验来实践亚伯拉罕的这个福。
He not only is merely just a descendant of Abraham who has come to save them from their sufferings.
我们知道神曾经应许过亚伯拉罕许多的福。
So we know that God had promised a lot of blessings to Abraham.
所以以色列人在等待这位弥赛亚救主来赐福给他们。
So the Israelites were waiting for this Messiah to come to bless them.
所以路加在这里告诉他们。神不单只是这样。
So here Luke states here that not only does he do that, the Savior does that.
他来要应验大卫的应许是不错。
Not only is he to come to fulfill the promise to David.
他来要使以色列国成为一个和平的国家。
He came also to make Israelite a kingdom of peace.
因为弥赛亚要在以色列国以和平掌权。
For the Messiah was to rule with peace within the nation of Israel.
所以路加的信息告诉我们说，他不但只是要掌权以色列国，也要掌管整个宇宙、整个世界。
So it is recorded by Luke that not only is he to rule the nation of Israel, but also to rule the entire world and universe.
只有这位救主。
So only this Savior.
我们可以靠他得救的。
Can we come to rely on to be saved?
所以圣经告诉我们。他的国度是无穷尽的。
So the Bible records that there's no bounds to his nations.
是直到永远的。
It is till eternity.
所以弥赛亚的到来不只是要实现以色列一切的应许。
So the coming of the Messiah not only is to fulfill what was promised,
要得到神一切的祝福。
It is also to receive all the blessings from the Lord.
弥赛亚来也是要拯救罪人。
The Messiah is also to come to save the people from their sins.
这就是路加要告诉我们的信息。
So this is what Luke wants to tell us.
但犹太人得不到应许给大卫的国度。
But the Jewish did not receive the kingdom that was promised to David.
也得不到所应许给亚伯拉罕的福。
And also did not receive the blessings that was promised to Abraham.
除非他们接受这个新约里的救恩。
Unless they accepted the salvation from the New Testament.
他们虽然曾经寻找等待这位救主。
Though they searched and waited.
来除去他们的罪。
So in that way they are hoping to remove themselves of their sins.
来除去他们的实心。
And to remove their hardened hearts.
给他们一个肉心。
And give them a heart that can accept.
他们也等待这位救主来救他们免受审判，免受永刑。
They waited for the Savior to come who was to remove them from judgment and punishment.
但历史告诉我们什么呢？
But what does the history tell us about them?
圣经告诉我们，犹太人拒绝了耶稣的救恩。
So the scripture tells us that they refused to accept the salvation that Jesus gave.
并且呢，他们把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And they crucified him on the cross.
所以当天使来做见证宣告的时候，
So when the angels came to make this proclamation,
在十一节告诉我们说，为你们生了救主。
It's recorded in verse 11, a savior is born for you.
这就给世界有史以来带来一个很大的盼望。
So it gave this world a hope that was never existed in the past.
有一位救主要来为罪人接受神的刑罚。
A savior was to come to be punished for the sinners.
就是说他要来代替我们受罪的刑罚。
Which means he was to come to take the punishment for us.
这就好像在旧约的时候以羊献祭作为赎罪一样。
So it is the same as in the past where they offered up a lamb for the sins.
这位救主是神的羔羊。
So this savior is the lamb of God.
他是完美的。
He is a perfect,
无瑕疵的
without blemish.
他只要一次献上就完全了献祭，赎罪。
He was offered once and was made the offering complete.
主耶稣基督就是救世主，来为罪人接受神的刑罚。
So the Lord Jesus is the Savior who came down to this world to be punished for the sins of man.
所以当我们接受他所赐的救恩。
So once we've accepted the salvation that he brought,
我们就变成一个无罪的人了。
We have become a person without sin.
因为有主耶稣已经替我们担当了。
For the Lord Jesus has bared it for us.
只有主耶稣才能够赎尽我们的罪。
It is only the Lord Jesus who is able to cleanse us of our sins.
今天在这个信息里面也告诉我们。
Today in the message it tells us.
我们看到神的应许是从不落空的。
We've seen that the promises of God has never failed to fulfill.
就证明这位主是信实的主。
Which proves that this Lord is a God who keeps to his promise.
神借着先知在700多年前就预言救主要降生在这个小伯利恒。
So through the prophets 700 years ago, God has claimed that the Savior will be born in Bethlehem.
这个小伯利恒就是大卫的家乡。
This Bethlehem was the hometown of the King David.
现在我要请大家打开先知书的弥迦书第五章。
So let us turn to the book of Micah, chapter 5.
弥迦是跟以赛亚同一个时代的人。
So Micah was around the same period as the prophet Isaiah.
弥迦拿红哈巴谷的弥迦。弥迦第五章第二节。
So Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
在旧约里面。
So it is this
小先知书。
Yep, so this is within the Old Testament.
所以神在700多年前就预言到主耶稣要降生。
So God has prophesied 700 years ago that the Savior will be born.
好，我们一起来读弥迦书的第五章第二节。
So Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
伯利恒，以法他，
你
在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。所以这位救主果真在700年之后出生在这个很不起眼的地方。
So this Savior was born 700 years later from this prophecy in the town of Bethlehem.
然后弥迦告诉我们什么呢？他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
So what is it recorded in the book of Micah? His origins are from of old, from ancient times.
所以这位婴孩不是个普通的婴孩。
So this child isn't just any child.
而是早就预言要来的救世主。
But the one that was prophesied to come to save.
他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
His origins are from of old, from ancient times.
就是说他是自有拥有的神。
So he is who he is.
这位救主要来救罪人，代替罪人死。
He came to save the sinners and to die for their sins.
为什么他要代替罪人死呢？
Why was he to die for them?
因为神不喜悦。不喜悦人死亡。
For God did not dislike watching man die.
我们来看以西结书的十八章。
Let's read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18.
在旧约里面，神就已经告诉了以色列人说，神不喜欢人死亡。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it's already recorded that
以西结十八章三十二节。
It's recorded that God dislikes watching man die.
好，我们一起来读啊。
So let's read this together.
十八章三十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 9.
主耶和华说：“我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。”好，我们每个世人都往死亡里走。
So all of us are walking towards death.
所以不管你愿不愿意。
So no matter if you're willing or not.
我们一生下来就进了这个死亡的门。
When you are born, you have walked past the doors of death.
我们就进到这个死亡的圈子里面。
So we have entered the realm of death.
所以一生下来就往死亡里走。
So once we are born, we are walking towards death.
但是神就是不喜欢人的死亡。
But God dislikes watching man die.
所以呢，他想要来救人。
So he sent someone to come to save us.
他要赐恩给人。
He also gave blessings to the people.
所以他自己要来代替人为罪受刑罚。
Therefore, he came to bear our sins.
这个代替罪人受罚必须符合三个条件。
So to be able to bear the sins of man, you must fulfill three requirements.
第一个，他必须是人。
First, you must be man.
第二个，他必须可以代替所有的世人。
Second, he must be able to bear it for all of man.
第三个，他必须可以不被死亡困住。
So third, he cannot be chained by death.
意思就是说，他可以胜过死亡的生命。
So it means that he must have a life that can overcome death.
来证实他所施行的救恩是真实的，是可靠的。
So to prove that his salvation is true and something that can be relied on.
所以神就差他的独生爱子主耶稣基督穿上人的样子来到世上。
So God sent his beloved one and only son to come to this world as man.
所以刚才我们读的经文，他就从童女玛利亚降生为人的婴孩。
So from that we can see in the scriptures that it was recorded that through the Virgin Mary he came to this earth as man.
要给他取名叫耶稣。
And this child was to be named Jesus.
所以耶稣百分之一百的是人。
So Jesus 100% is man.
这就符合了第一个条件。
Which fulfills the first condition.
刚才我们从弥迦书也看到。
So from the book of Micah we just read.
这个婴孩不是个普通的婴孩。
We see that this child is just not any ordinary child.
他是救世主。
He is the Savior.
他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
His origins is from of old, his and of ancient.
他是自有拥有的神。
He is who he is.
所以他有神的生命。
So he has the life of God within him.
什么生命呢？就是无穷之生命的大能。
What kind of life? The life that covers all.
我们来看希伯来书的第七章十六节。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章十六节。
The book of Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 16.
好，找到我们一同来读。
Once we find it, let's read this together.
他成为祭司
become a priest,
并不是照属肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命的大能，就是不能够毁坏的那个能力。
So basically an indestructible life.
所以他是神，百分之一百是神。
So he is 100% God as well.
所以只有他才能够担当我们所有的人。
So only he can bear all our sins.
只有他才可以赎我们这些有限的生命的人。
And only he can he redeem us from our sins.
这就合乎第二个条件。
And this fulfills the second condition.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
主耶稣死后第三天复活了。
It tells us that After the third day of Jesus' death, he was resurrected.
这就给万民做了可信的凭据。
So this became a proof for all men.
我们来看《使徒行传》的十七章三十一节。
Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 31.
使徒行传十七章三十一节。
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 31.
好，找到我们来读。
So let's read this together.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，为万人做可信的凭据。好，这就合乎了第三个条件。
And this fulfills the third condition.
主耶稣为我们被钉死在十字架上。
So the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us.
但他胜过死亡而复活。
But he overcame death and was resurrected.
这就证明他所赐救恩是真实的，是可靠的。
Therefore, it is proof that the salvation he gave is true and can be relied on.
因为他不被死困住。
For he is not chained by death.
他胜过死亡了。
He has overcome it.
所以主耶稣完全可以担当罪人受刑。
So the Lord Jesus can bear all the sins of man.
这是不是一个大喜的信息呢？
Isn't this a joyful message?
当然是大喜的信息。
Truly it is.
救主把我们从罪恶里救出来。
The Savior has saved us from our sins.
从永远灭亡的阴间里救出来。
So from the depths of hell he has saved us.
从神的审判台前拯救我们出来。
So from the table that God would judge us, he has saved us.
还有什么东西可比这个喜乐呢？
What other things can you compare to it that can be more joyful than that?
好，弟兄姐妹，我们继续看下去。
So let's continue to look further.
我们来看这个路加福音的第二章。
Let's look, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2.
若我们有一件很重要的事要宣告，
If we had something important to proclaim,
我们一定会去找那些有权有势有影响力的人。
We will find those who are of wealth, who are of power, who have influence.
你会不会去找一个牧羊人来宣告这个重要的信息呢？
Will you go find a shepherd to proclaim your message?
在那个时代，我们可能会找的人包括大祭司啦。
So during that time, the people who you would approach would be the high priest.
宗教的领袖们。
The religious leaders,
或者老师
or the teachers,
或者撒都该人、文士、法利赛人等等
or the Sadducees, Pharisees,
因为他们是知识分子
because they were people of great knowledge,
他们也是宗教的领袖
They were also religious leaders.
而且他们又熟读经文。
And they are very familiar with the scriptures.
可能我们会去找这些人来宣告一些重要的信息。
We would approach them to proclaim any important messages.
牧羊人，我们可能不会想到他们。
We probably wouldn't give a second thought about approaching shepherds for this.
但是路加第二章第八节告诉我们说什么？
But in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 18, what does it tell us?
他说在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊人。
So in the pastures of Bethlehem, there were some shepherds resting.
所以天使来找的就是找牧羊人。
So the angels came and found these shepherds.
我们知道牧羊人是最低层的的工作。
So we know back in the times, shepherds were considered quite low level in terms of their work.
没有什么文化的。
They didn't have much background.
也不需要任何的技术。
It didn't really require any skills.
所以孩童们都可以做的一项工作。
It was a job that even kids could do.
小时候，若你不好好读书的时候。
So if you didn't study vigorously when you were young,
父母都会告诉你说什么话。
What would your parents tell you?
说，那你只好去放牛。
So you just have to go and look after the sheep.
有没有人小时候这样子听过的？
Has your parents ever told any of you guys this?
小时候不好好用功读书，父母就责备他说，那你只好去放牛咯。
If you don't study, you have to go and look after the cattle or the sheep.
就是大概这个意思哈。
So it's basically the same kind of
一个放牧羊人，他们是比较低层的人。
So those who look after the sheep were considered quite low level back in those days.
虽然如此，我们都知道大卫他是个牧羊人。
Even though we know that, yet King David himself was a shepherd to begin with.
摩西也是个牧羊人。
Moses himself was a shepherd.
亚伯拉罕也是个牧羊人。
And so was Abraham.
雅各也是牧羊人。
And James.
所以我们不可以看轻任何人。
So we cannot look down upon anyone.
神是特别看重那些卑微虔诚的人。
God looks more in favor of those who are of more humble background.
刚才赵长老也说到西面这个人。
So Elder Zhao had just mentioned about Simon.
我们来看西面他怎么样。我们来看第二章的二十五节。
So let us turn to Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
路加二章二十五节，我们从二十五节读到三十二节。
Let's read from 25 to
29. 他有一颗这样子的心，他才可以看到主耶稣的降生。
So it was the heart that he had that allowed him to see the Lord.
好，我们重来读。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。我们看到西面有一个虔诚敬畏的心。
So we see here that Simeon was a righteous and devout person.
所以神就向他显现。
So God revealed himself to him.
天使向牧羊人显现。
The angels revealed themselves to the shepherds.
这也应验了以赛亚说到关于主耶稣的话。
This was to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said.
我们看第四章的十七、十八节。
Let's turn to
路加第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 4.
有一次主耶稣进入会堂的时候。
So once when Jesus entered a synagogue,
有人就把以赛亚书打开来给他读。
So someone opened up the book of Isaiah for him to read.
他就读到这一节 这段经文。
So he wrote this part of the scripture.
我们来看十七、十八节。
Let's read verse 17 and 18.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压的得自由。”好，所以我们看到主耶稣来传福音给贫穷的人。
So we see here that the Lord Jesus has come to preach good news to the poor.
他来释放被掳的。他来释放被掳的。
So he's came onto this world to save the people.
十八节。被掳的得释放。
So he was here to free those who has been locked up.
瞎眼的得医治
and recover the sight of the blind.
所以我们看到主耶稣特别来是照顾这些人，这些有需要的人。
So we see here that Jesus has come here to look after in particular those who are in need.
所以我们相信这些牧羊人也是个虔诚的人。
So we believe that these shepherds were also very devoted people.
好，保罗也曾经说过。
So the Apostle Paul also said,
他是个罪魁。
He was a sinner.
他是罪人之中的罪人。
He was a sinner among sinners.
是最不好的人。
He was the most evil person.
被人厌弃的人。
A person who was despised by the people.
神却拯救这样的人。
Yet the Lord saved him.
我们来看提摩太前书的第一章十五节。
Let us turn to the book of Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章第十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太前书第一章十五节。
First Timothy, chapter 1, verse 15.
好，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，我是个罪魁，我是个罪人之中的罪人。最坏蛋的一个。
So I'm the worst of the sinners.
神却拯救这样最坏蛋的一个人。
So the Lord came to save this sinner who was the worst amongst them.
神拯救最卑微的人来彰显他莫大的荣耀。
So the Lord saves those who are at the lowest position so to reveal his glory.
刚才我们说到这个牧羊人是个虔诚敬畏神的人。
So I just mentioned that the shepherds must be devoted people.
他顺服天使所说的一切话去行。
They obeyed the instructions that the angels gave to them.
最后他们荣耀赞美神。
And they gave glory to the Lord and praised him.
我们回来看路加二章的二十节。
Let's turn back to the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 20.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事。正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
So the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
因为牧羊人有这样子的心，所以天使才向他们显现。
Because the shepherds had this kind of heart, that's why the angels revealed themselves to them.
不要忘记，我们的主耶稣是个好牧人。
Do not forget that our Lord is a good shepherd.
主耶稣在约翰福音十章的十一节说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
So it's recorded in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus says that I am a good shepherd.
主耶稣不只是说他是好牧人，他也说他是个门，羊的门。
So Jesus says not only is he a good shepherd, he's also the door for the sheep.
羊。进出羊圈都要经过那个门。
So for the sheep to enter the enter through to the pastures, they must go through the gates.
这就意识到，凡是在主里的羊圈里面的人
，So those who are within this realm,
都要得到主的保护和永远的保障。
Or receive the protection and all the promises of the Lord.
当然包括有主的平安啦。
Also, this includes the peace of the Lord.
有主的同在，就有主的平安。
So where the Lord is, there you can find peace.
所以天使显现的时候，向牧羊人显现的时候，说不要惧怕。
So when the angels reveal themselves to the shepherds, they said to them, "Do not be afraid."
刚开始的时候，牧羊人是惧怕的。
In the beginning, the shepherds were afraid.
但是天使说不要惧怕。
But the angel said, "Do not be afraid."
我报给你们大喜的信息。
I bring you news of great joy.
不是审判的信息。
It isn't a message of judgment.
不是刑罚的信息。
Or a message of punishment.
也不是死亡的信息。
Or a message about death.
是个好信息。
It is a message of great joy.
所以不要惧怕。
So do not be afraid.
这是天使来向牧羊人的宣告，不要惧怕。
So this was the proclamation that the angels made to the shepherds.
这个大喜的信息从一开始我们就可以看到了。
So from this message of great joy, we can see.
是赦罪的信息，赦免罪的信息。
So this is a message of God forgiving man's sin.
是关乎万民的。
It was related to all man.
所以这个信息要传给万民。
So this message was to be proclaimed to all people.
我们看主耶稣说的，在马太福音二十八章十九节说的话。
So let's look.Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
约翰福音二十八章十九节。啊，马太福音，对不起，马太福音。
Oh, so the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
二十八章十九节。
Verse 19.
好，找到我们一同来读，因为这个信息关乎到我们。
Once we find it, let's read this together, because this is related to all man.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
好，
所以神最终的目的就是要拯救全人类。
So in the end, God wants to save all mankind.
刚才十一节说，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
So it was recorded in verse 11 that.In the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you.
就是主基督。
Which is Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ.
为谁生了救主呢？
Who was the Savior born for?
是为你，为我，为牧羊人，为所有的人。
He was born for you, for the shepherds, for me, for everyone.
为你们生了救主。
A Savior that was born for you.
现在天使向你，向我宣告这样的信息。
Now the angels have proclaimed this message to you and to me.
他说，救主为你为我降生。
A savior that was born for you and for me.
并且要成为你我的救主。
And he is to become your savior.
凡来救他的，相信他的人。
So those who have come to believe him.
他就成为他们的救主。
He will become the savior.
感谢赞美主。
We give thanks and praise the Lord.
这是个大喜的信息。
This is a message of great joy.
基督降生是为你为我。
The Christ was born for you and for me.
感谢主，我们已经得着的人。
We give thanks to those who have received it.
我们要把这样子的信息带回去给我们的家人。
We should bring this message back to our family.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Merciful, graceful Lord, we give thanks to you.
你今天把你这个大喜的信息给了我们。
You've given us this message of great joy.
救主耶稣基督为我们而生。
The Lord Jesus Christ was born for us.
主来拯救我们。
The Lord has come to save us.
你就是我们的救主。
You are our Savior.
只有你，我们别无可靠。
It is only you that we can come to rely on.
可能还有些人还没有等得到这个救恩。
There may be some of us who have not yet received this salvation.
求你向他们显明你就是他们的救主。
Lord, we ask that you reveal to them that you are their Savior.
现在不是惧怕的时刻。
Now is not the time to be afraid.
乃是高兴的来接受主的救恩的时刻。
But a time to be joyful, a time to accept you.
当主再次再来的时候
，When the Lord comes again，
那就要惧怕了。
Only then do we start to be afraid。
我们知道 主的应许是不会落空的。
We know that your promises have never failed.
主说要再回来，主必再回来。
You said that you'll be coming back. You will be coming back.
并且已经很近了。
And it is really close.
主站在门口了。
You are standing at the doorway.
我们求神怜悯恩待。
And we ask you to be merciful towards us and bless us.
快把主的福音接进来，也传出去。
That the gospel may be preached quickly and may be accepted quickly as well.
使一切的荣耀归于至高的神。
And that all glory is given to the Most High.
一切的平安归于在地上神所喜悦的人。
And all peace is given to all those who you are pleased with.
谢谢主听我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.